Welcome back to the Download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Coffin. The new movie, Florence Foster Jenkins, opens up this weekend in theaters. The film starring Meryl Streep is getting great reviews. It's based on the true story of a New York City socialite that takes on a singing career. One small problem? She can't sing. The film is directed by Stephen Frears and it also stars Hugh Grant and my next guest, Simon Helberg. Helberg plays Jenkins' pianist in the movie, Cosme McMoon. Helberg shines in this movie. He's great. You may know his work from playing Howard in the CBS sitcom The Big Bang Theory, and he's my guest tonight on The Download. Simon Helberg, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Talk about this film, because this is a bit of a departure for you. I mean, you've done a lot of comedy, and I guess this does fall into that category, but talk about how you got this role and what drew you to the script.
Well, the script honestly was brilliant as just a piece of writing, but I can't say that knowing that Meryl Streep and Stephen Frears were involved, it doesn't take a lot to, you know, they didn't have to fight too hard to convince me to be a part of this. It was the other way around. I felt kind of like I cut in line, I guess, somehow. I was put in front of Stephen by Kathleen Chopin, who's the casting director, who I knew from a small movie, We'll Never Have Paris. That was a movie that I directed with my wife. It was very tiny, and she cast that. And I guess I leave a lasting impression, for better or worse. She couldn't shake me out of her dreams. So she told Stephen, "Oh, this is your guy. Sit with him." And then I that was it. It was insane, because I just never in a million years would have thought things happened so seamlessly.
Well, I mean, you obviously have an upper hand in the fact that you can play piano, and
yeah.
That helps. But I mean, how much was that a part? I mean, I've seen interviews with Stephen Frears talking about that was a huge, that was one of the things that just was amazing about working with you.
Yeah. Well, there's so many things that are amazing about working with me, but let's focus on that one. It became a kind of central focus, I think, for him. He's very eccentric, and he can kind of just hyper focus on one thing, and that was it. I don't even think he honestly knew my work as an actor, so he just wanted to know, can you play? And I said, well, yeah, because I thought at least I'll know where to put my hands when they hire the real classical piano player to do this.
Right.
And he just, all he asked was like, well, can you act and play at the same time? And I said, you know, that voice, it sounds like he ate Gollum. That's sort of my impression of him. But and I said, well, and I just kept thinking about like Meryl Streep on the other end. And I was like, yes, sure, please. Well, I just would love to meet her. And then I kind of had to do it. She was singing all of it live, and they needed a piano player. They needed the actor to play the piano just so that they could do it. Because if she's going to sing live,
right,
you can't
right.
have it. She can't sing to pre-record. It would just always, you'd lose all the life of
and,
it.
And, you know, part of her being an amateur singer in this part, I mean, how much of the song is her just kind of winging it? Because it doesn't really follow any sort of
rhythm.
Rhythm or
pitch.
Yeah, pitch. So, I mean, for you as a pianist and an actor in that, I mean, are you surprised every time she's singing or singing around the parts you're playing?
Yeah, that's kind of the joy of it, actually, is because you hope to be surprised as an actor, and she is constantly surprising, even when she's not singing atrociously. She's so alive and so present, but it also couldn't be completely winging it. It couldn't be flailing around,
right,
because actually
right.
the real Florence Foster Jenkins in some ways was closer to hitting those notes than not. And it was actually, that was, I think, what was so appealing about her. It wasn't shrieking, and it was actually very delicate, and she hit the high, what did she hit? It was the high F, I think, above C, which is like no one can do that. I think a parrot, there's a video of a parrot doing it. You know, that's not fair. They're always so high-pitched. It was cheating. But she did it. And so Meryl, it actually was not just about kind of decimating these mm-hmm. pieces. It was actually trying to get there. And Meryl can actually sing, so she kind of could do it well and then had to kind of dismantle.
How familiar were you with Florence's story? I mean, obviously the script got your attention, but, you know, as an actor and a musician, did you have any sense of her work?
No.
Florence?
No, I didn't. It sounded familiar to me in some way, because I do love stories like this. I love, you know, when you think about Ed Wood, or you think about even just kind of the phenomenon even of American Idol, or which is a bit different, because I think there's some more exploitative tendencies in reality television than in this movie, which I think is celebrating the passion of the amateur, and failing, you know, when you're kind of aiming for the stars, is sort of beautiful. It's when you know if your goal is kind of like mediocre, half-hearted kind of attempt at, but there she's singing in Carnegie Hall center stage. It's absolutely crazy, and I think it's funny, but in a very kind of human way. I don't think you're laughing at her.
You end up rooting for her, because you. I really like the way the movie's constructed, because it isn't necessarily a surprise. I mean, there's a surprise element, but the concept is, as the audience, you're let in on it, and you start to really go along with the characters, Hugh Grant's character, your character, about the play you have to do to. The conflict that's inside about knowing that she's a bad singer and also being supportive and being a part of her joy.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that definitely is the goal, that when you're watching this, that we just never wanted to making it. We never wanted to judge. I don't think you ever want to judge a character that you're playing, because otherwise it's like if you're playing a villain, you don't want a lot of mustache twisting, you know? You want to try to get into their head and approach it honestly. And these people were the most sincere, you know, even though there was a bit of this sort of circle of deception going on, and she was insulated and slightly deluded, there was also such a sincerity to her and to my character, I think, particularly. So I don't know, it's very genuine.
It is, I mean, and I said, you mentioned the word joy, and we talk about that concept. I mean, as a performer, as someone on stage, and the passion and the joy that Meryl Streep's character, Florence, has, it really is beyond the fact of what is expected to be on stage of a singer. There's something that we root for, and there's something that I think kind of resonates in all of us. I liked watching her regardless of what was coming out of her mouth.
Yeah.
I liked the passion that she brought to wanting to be a singer.
Yeah, that is, I think that's the idea. It's just, there's whatever it is, whatever that ineffable quality is why people still listen to her voluntarily. It's not any kind of torture. It's an actual, people buy this, and David Bowie put it on his top 10 list of albums all time albums. That's a really hard thing to say. Lots of Alzheimer's. That's what it is. Alzheimer's. What? There's a reason that there was no irony. I don't even think there was no irony coming from her. And I think these people that sat around listening to this, I don't think it was ironic. I think it actually was this kind of strange area where it's like the artist intends one thing and the audience perceives another. And isn't that kind of the way it always is? You know, and I think, and that you just, this movie kind of lives in that, in that area, I think.
You've had a life that sketch comedy was sort of the beginnings for you. I mean, you grew up in L.A. and Santa Monica, but you'd done sketch comedy, and you've made your name doing stuff on sitcoms, Big Bang Theory, of course. But, I mean, talk about the transition of working in with actors like Hugh Grant and Meryl Streep, where you're coming in from a background that is, I mean, you know, spot, you're an old school, Arrested Development, like things like that. What was the transition for you to be able to walk in and be able to play this character with a background in comedy?
Well, I didn't want to honor anything but what the part kind of demanded. You know, I didn't want to come in and show off, try to bring comedy to something that where it was unwelcome or where it didn't quite fit. I think that is just where I tend to flourish. I just do more. You know, I get hired for more comedy.
But you could see, I mean, you could easily see the role, Cosme's role, of not being funny. Meaning there's this thing where it's like, you know, he comes in and he's a pianist who's been trained. He wants to be, you know, there's a great scene with Hugh Grant about ambition towards the end. But what you bring to it, you bring a real steady, I guess, lack of better word, quirk to it.
Yeah.
That does elevate the comedy.
Yeah. Well, thank you. I mean, I think that, I guess I tend to see things primarily through that lens, just naturally, you know. That's just how I guess I tend to look at things. But I did also inherently, I thought he was very funny, because there's just something about watching the most ill-suited person take on something that is completely out of their league, which was he stepped into like the Twilight Zone, really. So he got his dream job, and then it's like everything kind of shattered immediately, and everyone around him was smiling and nodding. And it's just to watch him try to process this. Anytime you get to watch someone process something on screen, it's kind of, if it's really happening, it's a very exciting thing to watch. But yeah, I think that, you know, and then there's just my face looks the way it does, and then they shoot it very close, and they cut to it, and then people think that's funny.
How much of this story as an actor resonates with you? I mean, there is this sort of thing where there's deception, and there's a lot of people around Florence who do everything they possibly can to not let it on that she's a bad singer. You know, for you, and I read an article just about the idea that you want to know. You ask your wife, you ask other people, you know, like, was I good in this?
Okay?
Am I okay? But, I mean, as an actor, I mean, that was one of the joys, is that she wasn't really transfixed on finding out if people liked her or loved her.
Right, yeah. I think it was like a lovely byproduct. You know, she sort of got to revel in these glowing reviews that were bought and paid for by her. Mm-hmm. Ultimately, she wasn't quite aware of that. But I think it is refreshing to be able to like to completely suspend self-consciousness and judgment. And then again, I do think there is something about this movie in every moment of it where there's judgment is either not present or it's very frowned upon.
Right.
And that's really nice. And you know, I think it's a hard habit to kick, and most actors are very.
Well, I mean, it comes from everywhere. I mean, it comes from in social media, from other places. And it's not even judgment to even you. It's surroundings about, you know, anything superficial is possible. But
yeah, for sure. And she probably wouldn't have existed, you know, or been able to thrive now, you know, because of social media. And that's kind of, I don't know, it's sort of sad because people can't really blossom, or you can't do, if you do a stand-up set and you're workshopping something, it ends up on the internet, and it's not completed yet, or you don't get to kind of discover for yourself and fail for yourself. And I do think failing is a very intimate and important part of self-discovery and who you ultimately become. And if you're not even allowed to do that on your own, that's a scary thing.
Well, I mean, it's a great movie about passion, about failure, and about music, and about finding your voice.
Yeah.
The movie Florence Foster Jenkins opens in theaters this weekend. One of the stars, Simon Helberg, is in the studio with me. Simon, thanks for stopping by and talking to us.
It's been great. Thank you for having me.